Episode 163, Pride Month of Two of E. This week, we talk about finding a spot to be invisible. Doggy mustache.
In case you didn't get it, it's episode 1. Prize Monkey. Our 2 of 3, and this week we talk about finding a spot to be invisible, doggy mustaches, and micro meditation. I think that's it. You can find us places. Thanks for listening. Beans.
Little way to be an asshole. They're just coming in flurries now.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pull into the intersection. If you're turning left and it's green. Don't. Just wait behind the line.
Yeah.
And if you don't make it, you don't make
How about not even pulling up to the line?
Fuck you, dude. That's a little way to be an asshole.
What'd you say?
I totally do that.
Why?
Asshole.
It's illegal.
It's not
illegal. No, it's not, dude.
Pull out there.
Slam into me on the other side. Just a listener to our show.
Not before this show airs. You've got a couple months before you can...
I say don't even get close to the white line. Like, stay way back. And like, two or three car ways, yeah, you're not going to trip the thing. Yeah. Yep.
Avoid those pressure sensors.
Heard they're not pressure sensors. They're
metal detectors.
Electromagnet shits.
Really?
Like, it reads the metal in your car that flips a little thingy in there. Mm. My scooter will not set one off.
Not enough metal.
Well, yeah, it's basically like, nah, not quite.
Mostly a plastic chain.
Supposedly, people put magnets on the bottom of their scooter, or like they'll put one on the bottom of their shoe. And you can kind of step on the thing and activate it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when you're doing it, you don't want to be centered over the thing. You want to be kind of off-centered, even in your car.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I found that. Found that was weird.
Square cut out.
Yeah, it's just a line underneath it. It's not, there's nothing pressure-y underneath it at all. It's just a line that is waiting for something to break its seal, basically. All
right, another way to be an asshole. Don't bag some magnets out for everybody.
That's a good one.
I don't know if that's going to have anything to do with the lights at all, but it's hilarious. Just people driving through the intersection here. Clunk, 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 clunk. From all these maggots getting picked up by their car. Sweet. Pausing. Pausing. Yeah, not so good. We'll see. I closed it with pausing. Pause.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll do it with that one. That'll be better. Kraft had a little way to be an asshole. We've talked about their single slices. They wrapped their American cheese backwards. So, like, the flap was really tiny on it, so it's really hard to get off. So they had a nice little way to be an asshole.
Good job, Kraft.
Yeah. As if your gross cheese wasn't enough.
Well done, Robert.
Not only do we make death products,
Can we end something? Smart Coffee, sometimes we end stuff. Dudes with their shirts off. Unless maybe you're like road crewing it. Like work road crewing it. Like you're working on a road crew, like really busting your ass doing something. You're shoveling gravel or, you know.
So that doesn't necessarily mean just road crew. That means working hard outside.
Yeah, I think cutting your grass is acceptable perhaps. Not so much, but.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Depending on the size of your lawn.
Yeah.
See, Joel shows up with a measuring tape. Like, shirt on, buddy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Excuse me, sir. We have to talk about that shirt.
The best you can do about some shirts.
Are you guys, if you got it, flaunt it kind of guys?
No.
Like, if you... Matt's obviously pretty buff, so...
Right. So, yeah. Nice. Shirt all the time.
Sweet.
I figure that's okay.
All right.
Honestly, like, if you don't have... mitts, then you know, what? Pretty buff.
Define mitts.
Instead of moves, I want man tits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The future President Romney thanks you.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? First Mormon president.
That ain't gonna happen.
We're just going for firsts.
You don't think?
I don't know. I kind of go back.
No, yeah. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely go back. Whether
I think it's mostly dependent on the unemployment numbers.
I'd be surprised if the Republicans even showed up. I mean, granted, I don't know a fucking thing, but I'd be interested to see what the Republican turnout is in comparison to previous years. But I don't know. Like I'm saying,
I know that there's enough anti-Obama that they
maybe
show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do seem pretty pissed at the president.
I don't know anything about that shit.
But I know the primary numbers were way down in a lot of states,
really?
Which is sort of interesting from a like passionate observer of politics perspective. Huh. But it's those cats didn't have anybody really running.
Yep.
Like even like he was the best of what's left, and
sad. Really sad, but I'm saying that again without knowing anything about anything.
Sure,
so.
Yeah. Snort Coffee. We say things without really knowing anything about anything.
Yeah.
Different than any other podcast.
Can I suggest... Do you guys have your own invisible on the porch places? Anywhere else? Hang out somewhere where you can be invisible? I suggest it.
I'm pretty invisible on the porch, as long as the porch light isn't on.
Yeah. Do you hang out there ever and like just kind of watch what's going
podcast,
on?
Drink, yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy seeing what people do when they don't think anybody's around. Like, I watch these people across the street, and I don't like watch them, but they're walking around or whatever, and it's weird to see, like... It's a mom, like an old mom that's 70 something, her two kids that are 40 somethings, and then one of the kids' daughters who's teen or something like that.
Right.
Not so much with the the teen daughter.
Yeah, I was thinking I'm the only non-pedophile by turning my back to the situation over there.
But you were doing it. To not feel like a pedophile.
Yeah, I do a lot of things to not feel like a pedophile.
Right.
Like not fuck kids.
Whatever.
Makes me not feel like a pedophile.
But at heart, you're still a pedophile.
Well, of course.
Yeah, okay. They all walk the same, which is funny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like one day the 40-something daughter was walking out with her mom and saying something along the lines of, shut your fucking mouth, or like really getting on some shit.
They're an obscene family?
Yeah. Yeah. It's fascinating to see how people behave when they don't know there are other people are sitting around. So I suggest to the listeners out there, if you get the opportunity, find somewhere to be invisible, because it's funny. step.
I was surprised to see the way that somebody behaved when they knew damn well people were watching really? Today. Yeah, like, so this chick at work, whose mom works there and whose sister works there, brings in her kid because her sister's going to watch it or whatever. And her sister who works there, like, as the kid's being brought to her, says, like, what the fuck do you want? Like, and, like, the kid's 3 feet away. Not that I'm, like, a super prude, but yeah. The kid's, like, six. Yeah. The kid's, like, 5 or 6.
Learning how to use good language, yeah.
And I just thought, like, I knew she had a horrible potty mouth.
Yeah.
Not the kid, but the adult.
Okay.
And
way funnier for the kid, yeah.
I just was really, like, oh, like, you don't give a fuck. Like, you just don't give a fuck at all. Like, I was a little taken aback.
That's the way my mom was when I was a kid, though. Like, I learned how to cuss from my mom, and I was cussing like a pro by the time I was 8.
Actually, not cussing at you? That seems rough.
Not cussing at me, but cussing around me,
what
certainly.
What the fuck do you want?
nothing like that.
No, it was to the mom.
The kid,
but the kid was holding the mom's hand, walking toward the
to the mom.
Right.
I see. That's less offensive somehow.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm being a little oversensitive.
No, I think it's still a little weird.
I wouldn't.
But I also laughed at the pregnant girl smoking cigarettes a couple days ago when I was driving down the street, and I was like, hey, "That's funny." But I kind of love it at the same time. I'm like, "That's cool."
I don't love that at all.
Fuck, man! Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
What are you going to do? People smoke cigarettes. Like, but not people have babies. The fuck they don't, dude.
Well, of course they do.
Yeah.
What percentage of, you know, expectant mothers quit smoking?
Like, probably a fair amount. Smoker. Probably a fair amount.
What do you think the trauma on the fetus is just from stopping smoking?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's a fucking...
Like, they go through some crazy...
Yeah, man.
Some crazy withdrawal shit.
Yeah. And there is... there are studies out there about parents enduring a ridiculous amount of stress and how that affects their child while they're pregnant.
So yeah.
That'd be pretty funny if cigarette packs started saying, do not quit smoking.
Listen, like, try to cut down, but, like, a little bit of tobacco
smoke is
probably
better. Your baby is freaking out in there.
Yeah.
It's getting really upset and mad at everybody. Let's kick ass.
It's tough, man. I'm glad I can't shit one of those things out into the world. Sometimes.
This is stupid, but that little pink thing was sitting on the floor, and I don't know if you guys can tell what it is, but it was sitting on the floor, and I stepped on it. I said, ow. And it made me laugh, because it's an owl. I had to point out the joke to Oscar, and I was like, see it? And he's like, oh, I get it. It made me laugh, too.
He said, oh, I get it?
I don't know that he said, oh, I get it, but he laughed.
Okay.
He's like, oh, because it's an owl.
So, okay. Yeah.
Nice.
So stupid.
6-year-old child learning wordplay.
Yep.
It's a pun, son.
Wow. Yeah. I don't use rhymes around them, though. I'm trying to stop
that. You don't want to promote that?
No. Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Fuck.
me, Silky Smooth, Joel Train High.
Hello.
We are live from the parlor.
I'm here too.
I said, okay. Yeah, you're just saying hi.
Sorry.
So confused. At the Egghead compound on the east side of Dayton, Ohio. Hello, fellas.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
It's nice to see you, Joel. I hadn't seen you for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I know we had this exchange a little bit ago. But I was thinking about it, like, yesterday or today, whatever. Thinking, wow, I haven't seen Joel in a long time. And like, oh, man, he's, like, I've been doing that a lot lately. I haven't seen many of my friends for a long time. Not that we're, like, you know, tight, ultra friends.
I would consider us friends, though. Yeah. Right,
yeah.
That's good. That's comforting to hear. And honestly, truthfully, like, not being sarcastic, that does warm just a little inside the cackles of my heart.
Yes. So I was kind of excited to get to see you this evening.
That was sweet.
Well, I have a thing that I wanted to talk to all three of you about that I didn't talk about last week because you weren't here. So I'm going to go.
It's weird that he came in like halfway through last week and is. Wait, is that weird or not?
No, he just showed up for this week, too.
Oh, okay, I mean, I'm with you. Okay.
He was late for last week. Okay. We were going to hang out a little bit after the show.
Did you? How'd that go?
It was fine. We were on the porch for a little while. Pedophilia ensued. What are you going to do?
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to just need to check an ID. Pedophilia.
15 would be my guess.
It was dark. You can't blame me.
15. The...
You can't blame me is an awesome way to like... No, dude, you totally can blame
me. Okay, I'm going to... Can you remember what you're about to say?
Yeah, of course.
That...
You're going to look this woman up on the internet?
I've got a show note about it, actually. Yes. I got to find it. It's an old one. Hold on.
You're going to look up this preteen on the internet? Oh. Of course, I got to make it worse than it is.
Like, it's fairly common, if not always, dudes seeing girls from afar and then getting closer to them like, oh, fuck, that girl's 12. And like,
or, oh, fuck, that girl's not attractive.
And that too, yeah. But like,
worse though.
She's 12.
In the store, like,
not attractive 12-year-old.
You're at the Walmarts or whatever, and you see a chick down the freezer section. You're standing next to plungers or whatever. Like, oh, and then you start, I don't know, walk down that way because that girl's sexy. I'm like, oh fuck, that girl's really young. That's a thing, right? Like, oh, it's not just me. Okay,
mad so much, but I do the oh fuck, she's ugly. Actually,
okay, yeah,
pretty often, and it's kind of interesting what your brain will fill in.
Yeah, certainly.
Like, you see
the fuzzy spots are like, yeah, that's kind
of
nice.
Yeah,
pointillism,
like, and of age.
Every time she gets closer, it's more witchy and creepy and gross.
So I'm driving the other day, and in the mirror, I check people out constantly.
Yeah. It's all sure.
I do.
Yeah.
And see truck approaching on my driver's side, and I see
like pickup
mirror.
Truck.
No, like okay. Truck, a semi, and
truck is a semi to you.
Yeah. And I see that there's a girl in the passenger seat, and I'm like, sweet,
woo woo.
In the mirror at 200 feet back, I was like, oh man, she's blonde, sweet. 23, yep. She's fucking hot. I can't wait to check this chick out. Get up. 58.
Nice.
Blonde still, but
still blonde. Not even in that, like, lot lizard attractive way, like...
More in, like, the meth head attractive sort of way.
Oh, that still does thing. It for me, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. She was skinny, so I guess that's meth head attractive, yeah. Right?
Yeah. What was the teeth situation?
I didn't get a good look, but I'm assuming missing three.
You didn't look over and say, like, yeah, flash those at me.
Once I got a cursory look, I wasn't going to do the stare.
Have you seen people doing crazy shit? Really? What kind of shit have you seen?
Oh, do you want to hear? I've been saving this one. I have big trucker news.
Uh-oh.
Do you want
to? I am getting. Yeah,
we're totally. No,
I don't give a fuck about that stupid ass story. Go.
Sweet.
All right, this is
Trucker Talk with Bunzi.
Huge trucker news, man.
We haven't had Trucker Talk with Bunzi in a long time.
I'm glad it's back.
At least not called it that.
I finally have something to
report. All right. Not just wind, huh?
No.
It was windy.
So, always checking people out.
Oh, yeah. That's all I'd be doing, too.
That's, like, the main good thing I have going on in my job.
Mm-hmm.
And
you get to look down in people's cars, which is fascinating.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, you're totally invisible in a truck, dude. Okay. For a lot of people, I bet.
I don't know how invisible I am. This two-part story really might...
Okay.
Two-parter.
Is it going to be continued next week or what?
No.
Okay.
No. And yeah,
so much for that tease.
Confirmation of God or karma. So
it might be kind of what?
Confirmation of God or karma.
Okay. All right.
And you know what? Maybe I will save the second half for next week.
Okay.
I thought you said really war karma. War karma. Like, what is war karma?
He had some time.
Back negative
back
karma.
Back in the day, man.
I wasn't nom. So I finally got flashed.
Nice.
Man, fucking 3 years driving that stupid fucking truck, and I hadn't seen a single tit.
Yeah.
Not even one. Like,
nice.
One that fell out of the blouse. Nothing. Yeah.
This is part one of the part two story. Yeah. Tune in next week. This is going to be good.
Better part as far as I'm concerned.
Womp
womp. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I'm driving along, and like I was checking people out, and I kind of look up, car full of chicks. I'm like, it's Saturday night.
Like, feeling's right.
Yeah. And I had actually been having a bad night. Prior to this, and
can you give some background on that, like professionally, home life, what's going on?
Pottery life.
Okay.
I was supposed to partake in a wood firing, which is like a big ordeal. Wood firing kiln is like, it's a 24-hour process. It's badass. Everybody stays up, drinks, throws wood on a fire, and has a good time, and you get some sweet ass pottery out of it, in theory. and I didn't get to go because they were just hammering me with loads. I told them I wanted to go. What?
You know what? Oh, it's amazing. They were just hammering me with loads.
Hammering me with loads.
I didn't know it was that kind of trucking. Okay, do you guys care if I let my crazy whiny-ass dog up here so he stops making noise?
And so I was pissed, and I had to run another fucking load. I had told him I wanted to get out early. I bust my ass. I work, you know, 60, 65 hours a week. You know, and I thought, if I want to leave early one night, I should be allowed to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I was upset about that. Heading my ass down to Kentucky, not in the best of moods, and climb up.
The sounds of dogs.
And so I see this carload full of chicks. I'm like, oh, well, it's getting better already.
Yeah.
And so I pull up next to them, and, like, chick in the passenger seat is hot. And I'm like, wow, nice. And I kind of pass them, which is rare in the truck.
Sure.
And then they catch back up with me, and she's staring back at me. And I'm like, sweet. And then she like kind of pulls her shirt down, and I'm like, sweet. What the? And so I honk, and then she gives me full good flash for like, I don't know, a good minute or so.
Really?
No way, minute or so,
back,
dude.
Yeah,
60 seconds.
The chick in the back seat's trying to flash me too, but I can't see because like.
Yeah, you got to drive.
Yeah.
You have heavy machinery now.
Yeah, so it was great.
Yeah.
Like, she was really cute.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pressing them against the glass?
No, which I was trying to motion, you know, to do
why
that.
Would,
but I
can
didn't
you turn
know the
a little
timing
bit, like,
of it? No. So, yeah, so that was very exciting.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
What happened at the end of that? Like, did they, like, scoot off or...
Finally sped up and, yeah.
Because I imagine you don't want to, like, just chill next to the dude you just flashed. You know what I mean? Like,
right. But she wasn't driving, so apparently her friend did want to for at least a while.
That's a good little way to be an asshole for the friend.
Yeah.
Nice pleasure. You got to hang out next to that creep now.
That is a good little way to be an asshole.
Yeah, and then they left, got off and going to Hamilton, so I was like, that seems about right.
That does seem about right.
Yeah. Like, could have been Middletown.
Of course, yeah. Same place, really.
Yeah, so if you happen to see, like, a recently painted red celebrity.
Okay.
Ooh, a celebrity. Weird.
Yeah, right. It looks newer than it is, then you take a look, and you're like, wait a minute, that's a celebrity.
Nice.
That's been painted.
The chicks will show you your boobs.
The chicks will show you their boobs.
Nice.
Or at least one of them will. Maybe the one in the back seat if you have a good vantage point for such things.
That's kick ass.
Yeah, and now, I was very excited.
And super weird.
But it's pretty regular happening if you talk to truckers.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That are probably lying 90% of the time.
Huh.
But it apparently does happen. Which
well, it obviously does happen. It finally.
It's confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think
myth busted. Myth busted.
Myth busted. If I ever start a trucking company, it's going to be Show Me Your Tits Trucking Company.
Nice.
I think I brought that up on the show before.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Nice.
I figure I'll get every driver in the world.
There you go. Yeah.
And I'll only have to pay them like 4 cents a mile.
All right.
Show Me Your Tits Trucking Company. We promise not to throw loads at you.
No promises.
Little asterisk.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Nice.
Spider-Man, somebody at 60 miles an hour. That's rough.
All right. You have to remind me for part two next week.
Now, does part two happen?
The next night, oddly enough.
Okay. Because I was going to ask, like, is it the same night? Is it?
It felt like instant karma. Next night, and after, you know, I just drive.
Oh, wow.
Sleep, get up, drive again.
So the light side of the yin and the dark side of the yang.
Exactly.
Interesting.
That being the light side. But without the black dot, because I don't see a bad side of that.
Well, the nip. It's probably a dark dot.
Yeah, they were nice, big nipples.
You like big nipples?
I mean, what are we saying big? I mean, I don't like little tiny man nipples. I like, you know, half dollar. Do half dollars still exist?
I don't know what a half dollar looks like. I have no idea.
What about the
smaller than a hockey
the
puck?
Gold, like Sacagawea?
Slightly bigger than Sacagawea, I would say.
Okay, as long as you're not too much.
Is it gold, though?
I'm not talking three-quarter. Not these.
Okay.
Yeah. Three-quarters of the tit nipple would be rough. Rough looking.
Sensitive, too.
You like that. But.
No, I just said sensitive too. Like that's a lot. If the nips are the most sensitive part, then to have that much surface area covered by nip must be frustrating, I imagine.
Borderline painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if the head of your penis went all the way up the shaft, 3/4 of the way up the shaft.
That's wonderful.
Not if you catch it in a door jam.
Ouch.
True story. Not really.
In a door jam.
Okay, so I was going to say. So I'm going to Indiana. I'm going to go over to Bloomington, Indiana for a stand-up show and a podcast. Live podcast at a comedy club, right?
You did this?
I'm going to. I need your help. I need both of your help. You too, Cato, but you're not on mic, so don't worry about it. It has to be as cheap as possible. The ticket is a fixed price. Gas will be what gas will be. Those are out of my control. But I want to... I'm going to spend the night there because I'm not going to fucking drive twice.
Wow, okay.
And it's 3 hours. There's no way I'm going to drive twice. Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me financially either.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out the cheapest way to sleep, have roughly 3 meals, even without doing fast food, although fast food dollar menu might be the cheapest way.
I've got a cheaper way. No, I've got it figured out. I got it figured out.
You got it figured out?
Yeah.
I'm thinking...
Surprisingly easy.
I was thinking campsite initially, but then I looked up a campsite, and it's like $17. And then if I'm going to like...
It's too hard to beat.
But if I'm going to do anything in a fucking campsite that's in terms of like having food there, I'm going to have fucking firewood. In theory. I mean, I guess I've sort of forgotten about the option of cold meals.
Bag of charcoal works for firewood as well.
That's true.
That's cheap.
Cheaper
but
than firewood?
Probably cheaper. I mean, you can certainly cook on it cheaper than you can on a fire.
Yeah, because I'm not necessarily... Like, I'm willing to give up the sit by a fire and enjoy a fire.
Which seems crazy, because you could probably just stop on the road to the campground.
And I might be able to score some fucking firewood off my dad.
Don't move wood, it bugs me.
Well, I try not to. I'm moving it out of the state.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah, fuck it. Into Indiana, which doesn't really even count. So yeah. You're good. Never mind.
Totally. All right. Move, so what's your grand solution? I've laid out the problem. You understand the problem.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm looking for in here. Sure. Okay. And you understand.
Do you have any suggestions, Matt?
The only one I can think of is, who's the comic?
Todd Glass.
Shit. He's a little too high class. I was going to say to try that. Just be like, dude, I don't have any money. I came here to see your show. Can I at least stay in your hotel room with you?
Well, that's not bad.
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He totally just came out recently, so.
I actually thought about, like, well, what if, like, you meet him after the show and say, like, hey, man, I drove 3 hours and I'm staying, like, I'm sleeping in my car tonight to fucking come to the fucking podcast tomorrow. Can't wait. Like, I'm super jazzed. And thought to myself, like, what if he was like, oh, fuck, you're sleeping in your fucking car? Like, well, you can snuggle up in the bathtub or whatever in the hotel or, like.
Yeah.
And I actually thought, I'm not sure, like, he's so fucking particular in terms of people being gross people that they are.
Oh, really?
That I don't think, like, I snore. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like,
lead with that.
I'm not going to tell him. I'm saying that I wouldn't feel great.
Oh, what do you care if you piss off Todd Glass? I mean, worst case scenario, he has something to say during the podcast, like.
There was this guy.
This fucking dude.
He fucking smelled and he snored and I should have never offered to let him sleep in the bathtub.
Yep, but I felt so bad and I'm that nice of a guy.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I don't even know Todd. I know the name.
Maybe I tell him instead of Joel, I tell him my name's Snort Coffee. See if we can get a little air.
Yeah, my parents are weird, man.
My parents are hippies, man.
Wear a don't be a dick shirt.
Yeah.
That ought to help.
Sleeping in my car,
Don't be a dick, huh?
On my shirt. I can't be all bad.
So the other solution that I was thinking was that I could sleep in my car, bring a cooler for all the foodstuffs, and then I've got a small microwave that I could throw in the car, and all I need is a plug then.
I think you're wasting energy there. Because I think you can just go to a fucking Speedway and maybe buy a burrito there or whatever, but use their microwave.
Any truck stop you can walk in and use really? The microwave.
There you go. Yeah.
Really?
All the time. And it might be a good place to park your car and not get hassled.
Yeah.
You know, don't take up a trucker spot, but...
Oh, I wouldn't. That's...
But find, like, no parking behind the dumpster where you're not, like, really blocking the dumpster and...
Right.
You'll be okay there.
Just
okay.
Park at a pump.
Yeah, park on the islands.
That'll a good little waving asshole.
They call those the islands in the business?
Yeah.
Huh.
Don't they call them that in the non-business?
No. Well? No, they do not.
Really?
Nope.
I've been in the business of, like, ding, you're set, you're prepaid for 20 on 4, and I never heard it referred to as an island.
All right. Yep.
So you think, you sound like you've got this figured out.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it's super easy. Really just find a residential area and wait for somebody that's entering their house and take them out. Like, kidnap them, stick them in your trunk, and then you've got all the home amenities.
Problem solved.
Yeah, like, totally, super easy. Yeah, you got all the food you want. Yeah. A free, a comfy bed, I'm sure. Like, if felony. You find the right neighborhood.
Free felony.
Felony?
Play your cards right.
Is it kidnapping if you don't take them?
You've got a, yeah, you've got yeah. a ski mask. Oh.
Yeah, if you restrain somebody from their free range of motion, it's kidnapping.
You've got a ski mask. Yeah. You can sneak up behind somebody. They won't see you. They won't see the car.
I had to cut that ski mask up, though.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Because it was camping, and I needed my whole face to be visible.
Oh, that was stupid.
We were cold camping.
Okay.
And yeah, I
talked about that last week.
Well, no, I knew. Here's my reasoning. I knew if the park ranger came by and I was wearing a fucking bank robber ski mask, that he was going to come out and ask a bunch of questions and find my booze and whatever. Oh. But I thought, like, if it's cold camping and I've got my whole face exposed, he's probably going to be like, fine. So obviously, dude's not hiding anything. You know, he's not hiding his identity, at least.
Sad for ski masks, if that's where it's been gone.
Really. Well, Big Brother, watching yeah. you too. Watching you too.
Make sure Big Brother's got a good view, huh?
I think you could roofie him, and then, like, you could just confuse him, like, sneak up behind him, grab him,
sunglasses in town!
No, just spin them around, jam some shit in their mouth so they pass out.
In their butt?
Or that, yeah, whatever works fastest.
I only have roofies that work that way.
Jam them down in your trunk. Free house for the evening.
I don't see why you got to put them in the trunk if they're roofied. Why don't you just put them on the couch?
Because you don't want to wake them up just in case. Maybe they've got a high tolerance for roofies.
Well, if it's like a slutty chick or something. Get them out of the trunk at some point.
That might be problematic.
Sleep on the garage floor.
Okay.
See ya.
How about just popping in the reverse and just flooring it into some like a wall or something? Like really get
them. Back to murder.
They're never going to know, dude.
I'll know. Murder.
It's an
assault with a deadly weapon, at least. Let's assume they survive, God willing.
For a free house for the night,
and my
dude.
Fucking car's all fucked up. We're free forgetting house. The most important part.
You've got insurance.
Yeah, I was trying to not quite kill, but, like, certainly hurt this person.
I just want to knock out this dude I had in my trunk, and, like... I think you're being a pansy.
I think you're presenting an unworkable solution. The truck the truck lot... What do they call those? The rest stops?
Islands.
Islands? They call this the island scenario.
The whole truck stop's called the islands. Just the fuel islands.
They don't call it fuel either.
Oh, yeah. If you're in a truck, it's fuel.
Nope.
Yeah. If you talk to a truck driver and you're like, you say, oh, where'd you fuel up? I don't know. Slip fuel in there somehow. And they're like, oh, this guy's on the end.
Oh, he knows.
Everybody else calls it gas.
When do they tell you? They tell you guys that in school?
It's not gasoline. Gasoline is a different product than diesel.
Right.
And so diesel is, they're both a fuel, I suppose.
Certainly.
But.
Firewood's a fuel. Charcoal's a fuel. I mean.
Right. But diesel is referred to as fuel.
Hmm.
So disappointed, man. I gave you.
You could probably sleep in a guy's truck.
So try to sleep.
But you.
I'm not doing that. I'd rather do the felony option.
Belt around your butt, like real tight. Like really, really.
Nope. I'm no lot lizard.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's not going to cost you your anal virginity, but...
Sure. Oh, just my anal virginity?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'll wait.
That's been gone for years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, then never mind. You got a nice warm place to sleep, then.
That cherry's been popped 1,000 times.
Wait a minute. Can your cherry be popped 1,000 times?
Well, I had it surgically I thought it was reinstated.
Each time?
Yeah.
Oh, just those 1,000 times.
Yeah,
not
it's...
Not the other times you've been asked.
No.
All right.
No, and it was like popped 6, 7, 8, 9 times, then get it reinstated. Popped six, seven, eight, nine times.
I don't think those other five, six, seven times count as your cherry ass bean.
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
Of course not.
Okay.
Don't be silly.
That's all I care about is I don't...
I love the look of indignancy on Joel's face.
Don't be an asshole. Okay. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
Some kind of fucking amateur over here. How dare you, sir?
I just don't want to think I've been ripped off all these times saying, oh, yeah, you're popping my ass, cherry. And then it...
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. I see. You'll know. I see the conflict now.
You'll know.
It's
like breaking the head
point,
of a drum. You'll know.
I did know, but... You know, you're bringing some, you know, question into my mind.
I might have discussed this already, and it's getting, like, probably more personal than I typically like to get on the show.
All right.
But the last time that the ex-wife and I slept together, I broke through a condom, and I wonder if it's like that. You said, like,
it's about
through a drum head.
Except it hurts for me.
Okay.
It feels like that for you, okay. But it hurts
okay.
for me.
Okay. All right.
Whereas that didn't hurt for her.
Yeah.
Her soul.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah, no, she'd been done for a long time. So, yeah, it hurt her every time for quite a while, I think.
Oh, that's some raw, real shit right there. She'd been done for a long time.
People are going to miss that.
Huh?
I think you need to restate that. I think people are going to miss what just happened there.
Nope, they'll get it. You can rewind.
Go back and listen.
That's big, man. That's big. Wow.
I can't believe you're just totally disregarding my kidnapping idea.
I'm not going to do it, dude. It's a ridiculous...
What about a vacant house? That's not going to do you much good, though.
Why not?
Because they're not going to have power on or any of that shit. Or
you'll stretch out at least, though.
It's kind of hard to know. There's no furniture.
Yeah.
There's probably wood floors you could burn as a campfire.
There you go.
I actually like the sound of that.
There's light.
Why is arson acceptable to me and kidnapping and murder not acceptable?
For all kinds of free food and comfy furniture.
Oh, there's no free food in the vacant, vacant house.
No, I'm taking a cooler.
Yeah, but you're going to have to pay to fill it.
Yeah, but it's grocery store prices.
How cheap are you looking to get here?
As cheap as possible. Like,
and here I present
felonies.
An option of you're only going to pay for gas and a roofie, which you can
and
get fucking
ticket.
Downtown, like, super cheap. Yeah, you're going to pay for gas,
can you
tickets.
I'd like to roofie myself.
I've thought about that, too.
Yeah.
Eat
like,
a half
really
a roofie.
I don't know what it's about, you know?
I got to imagine a Xanax going to do it, right?
Huh?
Just take a Xanax. That's essentially doing
Xanax. Take
a Xanax
bar. You're not falling asleep on a Xanax. Single Xanax? How many fucking milligrams?
I'm talking about the big white ones. That you
what's a
break up
Zanny
that
bar.
You scratch your nose with?
Yeah. the one you, it has like lines in it and says Xanax on it.
Yeah, that's a
like,
Xanax.
The good one that like.
It only has one line in it.
This one I think is three or four.
Yeah, that's why they call it a Xanny bar. You can break it up.
It, yeah, it's lovely. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing them, but it's a delight. Yeah. It's
anybody nice. Runs into those?
Yeah.
Hit me up. 937-212-5035.
Nice.
Damn it. Can I bring this up on the podcast? Fuck.
Of course you can.
I don't know.
Is it something you did when you were 17?
It's something I'd like to do in the future.
When you're 17?
Okay. When I'm 17 again.
All right.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't.
Oh, no, fuck. Then like, shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I thought better of it. The nine people that listen to the show...
Six. Three of us are here. We're going to hear it on smoke break anyway.
That's true.
God damn it. Well, that was disappointing for all of us.
So, yeah, it sounds like the truck stop's going to be your best option.
Yeah.
I think that staying in Todd Glass's hotel room is the better option. He's a pretty big celebrity, right? Potentially two hotel rooms?
I don't see that happening.
No.
No,
what about
I don't think
they
so.
Talk about these?
Well, if he's
combos.
Doing the podcast, though, he's got a crew.
Really?
Oh yeah, you can.
Oh, he's got other people on the show with him.
He's got at least one other dude on the show, who will probably be his opener.
Yeah.
In all reality, will probably be his opener.
Do you know who that is yet?
I would imagine it'd be Daniel Kino.
Don't know. Can you get a hold of him prior to the show and find out?
I'm sure I can try. I'm sure he's on Twitter. Everybody's on shits. Yeah. So
there you go.
Hmm.
I think that's perfectly reasonable request.
I think the "Don't be a dick" T-shirt might be my best way in. Let somebody know where you stand.
Nah.
I'm not against. I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, don't be a jerk. And fuck, I don't really give a fuck about religion. Like, those are both, I think, two good stances to take.
Then the other side is you sell like four of those shirts and have money for a hotel room and food, like good hot food.
Yeah, but shirts don't just fall out of the sky.
You're not gonna be able to mark that up too much, I wouldn't think.
$20 a shirt.
You're not making any money on that.
Huh?
You're not making any money on that. You might make $9.
Well.
Per shirt.
You could you could go the bleach shirt route, so you're not, so you're printing them at home.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
You've heard about that?
Uh-uh.
Where you just, because I've got the physical stencil for that thing. Okay. You just take a spray bottle of bleach.
Nice.
And you print with that.
Oh, yeah. That's
pretty cool.
Yeah. Like,
buy black shirts or whatever?
Yeah. And they turn out all right. I mean, they look bleached,
and
but.
You have five shirts, you know, that you'd be willing to bleach, and that makes them even better if they're used shirts. Somehow pre-shrunk.
Yeah. Pre-shrunk.
Huh. Does it not, it doesn't run too much?
No.
Really?
You just lay it down. I mean,
I guess you're not going crazy.
And you lay it, like, yeah, you put it on the mist setting.
Yeah.
And then you do it from like 2 feet away.
Nice.
And depending on how well the stencil's cut, you'll be all right.
Huh. Nice.
When are you going? This weekend?
June 24th.
Oh, you've got time to work on this,
yeah.
Man. June 24th, fuck.
24th and 23rd and 24th.
On one of those shirts, so.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the bleach ones.
Okay,
I know the process, so I might only be willing to make 15.
That's fine. That's all right.
12 make it, I give you one of my own shirts. Is that all right?
12 if you give me one of your own shirts is fine.
All right.
It's making the stencil that's the real pain in the ass.
It's done.
Buying the acetate and cutting a stencil. Yeah, and it's done.
Hmm.
That's how I made Austin's. Shitty thing over there.
I've seen my mother-in-law. Is it still a mother-in-law if you're not married to the...
No, former mother-in-law. Ex-mother-in-law.
Ex-mother-in-law, is that how it works?
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. She comes and picks up kids occasionally.
Okay. I agree.
And I've seen her eye the "don't be a dick" before. And I haven't asked her anything about it, and she hadn't said anything about it. But she's relatively, like...
religious.
Not strongly Catholic, but pretty Catholic.
Yeah.
And it makes me laugh.
Sell those all day to Catholics.
Well, maybe.
I don't see how it opposes any religion, for that matter.
I don't know. I don't know.
Christine doesn't seem happy about it.
She highly religious?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Well, it's fucked up twice, because, well, how is this anti-religious?
Dog, Scoot.
How are you religious?
yeah, you're right, it's fucked up twice.
Yeah.
How is anyone super religious? Not super spiritual, not believing in God, but how are you super religious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did determine over the past few weeks, like, even if religion, like, what everybody... even if Catholic viewpoint of religion is dead on nuts true, when you get to heaven, I guess that doesn't work. I was just going to say you get a free pass because humans have fucked up religion so bad.
Sure.
That God's going to be like, yeah. I can see how you'd get the wrong impression. So come on in, Hitler.
You're just trying your best, dude. It's okay.
What if Hitler was trying his best?
I think he probably was. Like, he probably didn't think what he was doing was wrong. If you... whatever. I think we've discussed this already, though.
Yeah, it's certainly true that he didn't... Every sociopath thinks what they're doing is right. Thinks they're doing... And especially a guy on that level.
What if he was restraining himself?
That's too much.
He was holding back.
It's too much.
He could have been way worse.
Gassing, collecting the gold teeth of, and essentially trying to murder a whole race. That's one thing. But leave a shitty tip at the restaurant? Fuck you! I'll never!
That's where I draw the line.
She's a human, after all. She brought our dinner out. Boy, that Hitler, he really knows how to treat the waitstaff, I'll tell you what.
You can say a lot of things about that guy.
Loves his dog, tips well. Period. End of sentence. You heard me, Cato.
Do you think Hitler had a dog that he loved?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
you're right. And it was a German Shepherd. can only assume.
Oh, I like to imagine him with like a toy, like with poodle, like a Shih Tzu, yeah.
Little poodle,
like
or,
a
yeah.
small yeah. like lap dog. And I also like to imagine that dog in the bunker with him at the end.
Did it have a mustache like his?
I like to imagine it. Well, of course it didn't have a mustache, right? Dogs are covered in fur. However, I like to imagine it with like a patch of black fur, right. like an otherwise white dog, and just like
somebody came up to him like, Hitler, I got this coolest dog just for you, dude.
You're gonna love it.
I found this dog. You're gonna love him. He's great. That'd be cool.
My dog has a pencil thin mustache underneath his nose of just a little. He has like a white muzzle and he has like just a little black spot
that
just comes out. It makes me laugh every
time. Doggy mustaches are the best. What kind of dog is your dog, dude?
Like husky lab.
I like him.
He's a sweet doggy.
He's right.
How come? I thought your ex wanted you to get a dog. Why is it still here?
Oh, you wouldn't give Kato away. He's a sweet
Yeah, he would have.
Then get rid of him.
I kind of like to have him around, but I wouldn't be bothered terribly if he wasn't around, I don't think.
I think you would have given him to her. Like, if she wanted him, you wouldn't have fought her on it. But I'm
assuming
she wouldn't take him.
Yeah, that's a different thing than saying, like, you'd just fucking take him to the pound.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she's a woman. She wanted a dog, but not this dog. Like every other aspect of, yeah, whatever.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk.
No, I don't think she really wanted a dog. She wanted a dog, but I don't think she really wanted a dog.
She wanted the idea of a dog. Yeah. She didn't want the reality.
Yeah, no, she wanted kids.
And the dog was the placeholder first step. Yeah.
Should have gotten more dogs.
That one's no good. I'm out. This is where you guys talk.
See, it's always hard, though. Like, even if we're about to say something, you go to your notes and like, oh. Hold on.
Maybe Dad's got something to talk about.
That's
what I'm calling you from now on.
Dad?
I'm calling him Dad on the show.
I was listening to... it's not on here.
Why'd Mom leave Dad? I'm sorry, that's too far. I'll call you Dad, but I won't ask about Mom.
What the fuck? Whatever this week's episode... do you know what this week's episode's called? I think it's 143. Is it metaphorical carriage house bro hug?
It is.
Okay. Yes. We discussed your trip to the Zen meditation joint.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, I think Matt said something, Silky Smooth said something about it's your turn to talk during the quiet times. But I want to change that to meditation time. Ooh. So
I like that.
Yeah. We're going to, anytime, you know, quiet time.
Micro-meditation.
Yeah, just, it's your time to meditate for a little bit. You're working hard. You're doing something.
Focus
you're
on
like
your breathing.
Washing dishes or I was cutting grass earlier, you know.
Center yourself.
Just, om.
Maybe you have a mantra, maybe you don't. Maybe there's no om. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine. Just, it's nice and quiet. Here's a couple seconds to.
Is that higher grade Zen if you don't need a mantra?
Like, I'm not sure
without, you know,
I'm not sure where the mantra falls in Buddhist thought, like in terms of that one Zen being one segment of Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure one, if like it's a geographic thing, two, if it is a hierarchy thing. And I also have gotten the impression that different mantras are for sort of different things.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm really trying to focus on my wood polishing right now, and so I'm using this mantra to work on polishing wood and to think and to focus and to center on polishing wood. Whereas earlier, I was really focusing on my glass cleaning, and so I've got a separate mantra for that.
Can you give us examples?
I mean, you can look them up on the internet, but like...
Check your show notes?
No, just look on the internet.
Okay.
I mean, the show notes will be on the internet, too.
Okay, yeah, they will be.
You should check those, but not necessarily in relation to this conversation. Okay.
I'm only curious about the wood polishing one.
That's that one.
Oh, okay. That's weird. That's not what I was expecting at all.
What did you expect? Give me a taste.
I'm not entirely sure. That's why I asked. But I think I anticipated something a little more.
Wax.
Nope, not that either. A little more. No, that's getting closer. I think a little. Yeah, more passionate, perhaps. A little more.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. This has all been a veiled masturbation reference, hasn't it?
What?
Stroke. Oh, you're very funny. Polishing wood. I'm talking about spiritualism here, buddy. You guys have potty minds.
What?
Stroke. I know what you were up to.
You, what?
You're polishing wood.
Yeah.
You have to stroke? Stroke it?
Not like that.
I think you do.
Well, you are a woodworker.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
I only do it in the shower, so. Now, I've also heard that, like, some mantras you can only get, like, that they're personal mantras that, like, a dude has to give you. Or a chick. Or a lady.
I didn't realize somebody had
to. They may all be like that, right?
Look into your heart and mind and determine what.
Well, I think somebody has to sort of walk you through.
Somebody
that.
Else is going to look into my heart and mind.
They're
going to
help you look in your heart and mind. Yet.
We can make it happen.
Probably shouldn't get as confrontational with my Buddhist master.
You're not being very zen right now. Jesus Christ.
You're going to look in my heart and mind now?
Yeah, if you really want us to, yeah.
Okay, fine.
I'll have to find a tarp or something. But
a carp?
A tarp.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Just do it in the yard.
Okay.
Mess up your floor.
All right, just do it in the yard. Hose. Yeah,
just do it in the back.
Have a tarp, okay. Messy tarp to get rid of.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Chalk full of DNA.
You gotta promise not to scream, though.
Yeah, it is a.
No promises.
Neighbors are close.
No promises. Oh,
we can make sure it doesn't make any noise.
Somebody really doesn't want enlightenment.
Yeah, we can make sure at least it doesn't make any noise. That one's not a problem, I don't think.
Yeah, you should be able to take care of that pretty easy.
Joel, can you stand big for just a couple minutes? Outside, like out in the yard, you need to stand big so I can kind of stand behind you and do some things.
I feel like you're forgetting that you have a super creepy room and a full basement
and a drain. Fuck it. All right,
there's a drain in the super creepy room.
No, but it'll make its way. Right. Yep.
Maybe a little hose down there.
We don't have to necessarily bleed you out in the place that we kill you.
I think it's going to happen if you're checking into my heart
and mind. Looking at them, looking into them. Is that what it was?
That's it.
Do you guys want to say goodbye?
I can't.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
You can find us over there or over there.
I mean that too. Anybody, not all the other episodes. I'm just speaking for me now.
Okay.
Not all the other episodes, yeah. But specifically this one.
Okay.
And you... that can hear my voice in your earbuds or through your speakers or whatever right now.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically you.
Hi.
Thank you. And hello, of course. Yeah. But okay. I feel like we were a little beyond that. But just thank you. Like, that means a lot. You've done enough today. Did you listen to this in the morning? Maybe you take a nap for the rest of the day.
That's good.
You've
okay.
done enough.
Yeah. Okay.
You did it.
You've earned it.
It's, yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Sounds good. 937-212-5035-501-1002. I think
that's
we
a
forgot
lot of numbers thrown all together there real quick.
We forgot that last time, didn't we? The last part of that, maybe.
Oh, you're right. Last time we actually
just ended at 501 blues.
1002.
Yeah.
And apparently blues does not work. 501 nope. blues don't.
Die what is that? What? Why am I saying that?
Oh, I bet because I only have, like, touch numbers. I bet there's not even letters on my phone.
Oh, I have heard recently that is a problem
for people. No, there's letters on my phone. What is it?
If you 1,002.
So because it starts with a 1, fucked. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And then zero 2 zeros. Yeah. Yeah. So it's space plus plus A, B, or C.
Lube.
Lube.
Yeah.
Hello. Wow, it does. If you typed it into a calculator, it would look like lube.
Yeah.
Except for it only kind of works.
Yeah, not spelled the way that you're probably thinking.
In leet speak, it's lube.
In leet?
Leet speak, yeah. What's for the, that's the computer nerd, at this point, I guess, wannabe nerd hacker types, where it's like...
Where E is your three.
L33T is leet speak. So...
Lube. Oh, silky smooth. You are clever.
I like it.
I like space plus plus A, B, or C better, but that's a personal taste thing.
937 Levi's 501s, lube and leet speak. Call it, text it. Give it to your bill collectors.
Oh, that would be...
I totally heard that episode the other day.
Nice.
That's so great.
Little way to be an asshole.
To me? Or to your bill collectors?
No, to your bill collectors. Okay. And well, fuck those dudes anyway.
Yeah. Well, if my phone starts ringing off the hook, I'm going to be kind of pissed about it. So it's kind of a little way to be an asshole to me, too. Except for I'm saying do it.
Man, nobody ever calls or does anything with the show. So.
Yeah, if people hear, hey, here's a free number for bill collectors, though.
Use it for your Blockbuster account.
There you go.
Use it for your Blockbuster account.
Your Circuit City stuff.
Rent Big Daddy.
When Radio Shack asks.
There you go. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, exactly.
Give it to him as 937. Levi's blue jeans.
Little way to be an asshole. Think your number as confusing as possible.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, people.
I can't wait for next week, dude. Because really, like, I like the dark side. Like, boobs are awesome. I'm glad you got to see boobs. I'm really happy about it, but...
Nice boobs. That's what really, like, made my day. Like...
On a hot chick, yeah. I don't want to see some big, fat, gross, nasty, floppy chick, floppy boobs chick. Like, oh, crap.
Boobs,
yeah.
You know? I'm a big
Even if they're pressed
boobs.
against the glass?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, it's going to be gross.
It's better when they're pressed against the glass.
But if a hot chick is, like, that's something.
Yeah. Yeah. Hot chick. I'm not saying she was of age. I don't know that for a fact.
Well,
but she seemed.
You didn't have any. You weren't doing anything wrong. No, I don't think so. You other just looked over and driving your truck.
No, I don't think I was doing anything wrong. Actually,
is that happening in trucks?
Yes.
I don't know.
Like, yes. No. I'll answer
obviously
it. Yes.
In trucks. Obviously
yes.
In
no
trucks,
while driving. Yes.
But is that happening while people are driving? I don't think so.
Did I say bye-bye already?
You've got a shift. Yeah, we already said bye.
Okay.
I don't think so, because you've got a shift.
You can shift with a foot or something.
No, I don't buy it. That's only happening on the islands. That's what I think.
I want a little way to be an asshole. I want to make a button out of faucets. Like, you press this button and you get a dollar. But... To get to that button to push it, you're going to get crazy soaking wet.
Wait a minute.
Sounds good to me.
I don't get... I'm confused on the physics of this. Out of faucets?
Yeah, sure. Sure, you got your faucet and it's just dumping out water. But it may be a faucet that's like pointing at you and just maybe just like a fountain fault, like a cherub spitting out the wall.
Oh, so it's deep in the faucet.
Sure, yeah. Or it could just be right on the edge, and as you push it, it creates a spray. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You're
going to have trouble hooking that up to electronics, but...
I don't know that you need to. Maybe you just have an attendant, a prize monkey standing there.
Gives you a dollar.
Prize monkey.
Sprays yourself in the face.
Yeah.
Prize monkey.
Yeah, maybe a prize monkey that stands there and is like... Because he laughs at you getting wet or whatever.
Speaking of prize monkeys, I almost went and saw that new chimpanzee movie.
Nope.
You didn't hear about that?
I've heard about it, but I don't
know. It was the same people that did Planet Earth. And it was like Jane Goodall's like chimpanzee, like a crew of chimps that she was watching.
Yeah.
And they like super high def, like filmed some crazy monkey, well, ape story. Because I learned from VeggieTales that if it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm damned.
Which
did you
lines
also
up.
Learn about God, which is weird about VeggieTales?
Well, see, that's what I think the subtitle of that song really is obviously we're not fucking monkeys, dummy. We didn't come from monkeys. Do you have a fucking tail? Like, that's what I think what I think they're really, like, spitting to kids.
Okay that we came from apes?
I guess. I don't know. Those crazy fucks.
It's just their linguistic.
Yeah, they've just got it's a semantics problem, really. It's not...
No, you thought
I didn't come from a monkey. I came from an ape. Like, fuck you, fucking liberal elitist commie bastard. Sorry, I was projecting there. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. That's how the song goes. Look it up. It's on YouTube. Won't be in your show notes. Look it up. No, you're responsible adults.
My kids watch that shit. I don't think they get the religious subtext to it.
They're not
though.
Supposed to.
It's just no, supposed yeah, to I'm sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's probably true.
Just like Dora the Explorer is pro illegal immigration.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yep.
Obviously, dude.
And doing stupid shit that would in real life get you killed.
I've never seen it.
Like
I just know
jumping
that
over.
Spanish.
And you can sing at an alligator. He'll be friendly to you. Like,
I don't think she's really pro immigration. Who I worry about is the swiper.
Yeah, man.
What kind of messages he's sending?
Yeah, just go on and take something.
Wait, his name's Swiper. He's swiping, and you think telling him Swiper stop swiping
yeah,
is
no,
gonna
that's fine.
It's gonna be effective.
Yep.
Hmm.
It works on the show. So
thief on the show.
Yep.
What's what animal is he?
He's a fox.
Oh,
fucking! They've been getting the fox. Bad fucking. They get the same. They get the same PR problem that snakes have. Get portrayed as the devil one time in the beginning of some fucking book.
So, if you didn't have, like, a head full of Bible shit, when you saw a snake coming near you, you don't think you'd jump? Like, whoa, fuck. That thing's moving and it doesn't have legs.
I think it would hold different... I think it would hold a different place in your mind. I'm not willing to go so far as to say that you wouldn't be freaked out by it.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how different of a reaction you have to worms.
Yeah, but there aren't any
they are tiny.
To bite me. That
they are tiny.
Me. And small. That does go big ways. Most of them don't have fangs.
The ones that
listen,
do, though.
I'm not saying the fangs help.
Yeah.
Obviously, fangs and poison.
Did we say goodbye? Did we go on break?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about break.
Pause.
That doesn't do anything. Little eight assholes. If that's the new start and end of the show, it's gonna be so stupid.
I bet that doesn't last more than a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Doggy was doing it too. Let's see. There's something good. I don't remember what it was. Oh. Give me a name.
Jose.
Did you guys hear we got a producer named Jose?
No.
He's been sitting over there for a while.
Awesome. Good to meet you, dude.
Yeah. Jose, how's it going?
Is this his first show, or?
Yeah, we just brought him in.
I was kind of wondering about that guy.
We could use some production.
Yeah, I agree. So, Jose, fellas.
Hey, how?
That's Silky Smooth and Joel Train, and me.
How's it going, man?
You know me, though, so. Jose, you got family? Really? All right. Twins.
Hmm.
Wow. Okay. How's that treating you?
See, I wouldn't. I hate people that dress the twins the same.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like, I get on the same sport, like.
Fuck.